Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 194. I'm your host Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. And it's a nice little continuation from Monday's podcast that you listened to, which was Self-Doubt as Part of Self-Growth. So today I'm going to be talking about you'll be told you can't, but you sure can. Believe me when I tell you, you're going to be told you can't do something, whatever it is that you want to do. And there are a lot of people who won't support or believe in what you're doing and are passionate about. You're going to be told a lot that you can't, but I'll tell you one thing, you can and you will. And I get that you can and you will from Eric Thomas, who's one of the top motivational speakers in the world. He always says, I can, I will, and I must. So that's where I get that from. So shout out to Eric Thomas, a.k.a. E.T. The world is built on negativity, and a lot of people around you will have negative energy. They don't have goals, dreams, or aspirations. So they'll try to beat down on what you're trying to do. Don't worry about these people. They're honestly a test to see if you'll listen to them and doubt yourself, or will you keep moving forward? Like, prime example I can think of off the top of my head was when Jay-Z, hip-hop artist, talked about how his uncle didn't believe in him selling a million records and on an album that, you know, he was, you know, creating. And how ironic is that Jay-Z has done it, I think, 14 times or 15 times? Yeah. So just think of that and think of, like, you know, how his uncle felt after the first time. And then after that, it became the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth. And I know Jay-Z wasn't the guy that was going to be like, hey, Unc, I'm going to stick it to him. I don't think he did that. But Jay-Z said, well, I already knew, like, what my uncle was about. He feared things, and he didn't see the vision. And he's like, didn't take any offense to it. He still went about his business and did what he had to do, right? And it's the same with me. You know, I don't get the full support from those closest to me. They'll sit and they'll watch all the posts and all that stuff. But I don't have, you know, people closest to me in my inner circle, you know, buying my books and posting it and listening to my podcast on a consistent basis and posting, you know, what I'm doing. Everything's on me. And that's okay. I'd rather do it that way. And what I'm trying to tell you guys is just duck your head down, do the work, keep doing what you need to do. Don't be in revenge plot mode of I'm going to show you. Nah, prove it to yourself. I think that's the best way to go about it. I think, you know, I learned that early on. Is motivate yourself, inspire yourself, push yourself, and you'll get to where you want to be. And there will also be people who really don't have good intentions on helping you either. They'll pretend to be there for you and want to help, but actually end up hindering you from getting to where you want to be. You have to be careful who you allow in your circle and how much energy you exert with certain people. And I'm going to sit here and really delve into that. People will support who they want to. And I've sat and watched it, like, full-fledged. I try to support my friends as much as I can. Especially, you know, people who are music artists and things like that. Like, I know people who are music artists, you know, here in Arizona. I know a music artist in New York that's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, if you listen to a few podcasts back, the friend from New York, his cousins are my best friends, and I literally grew up with him. And I know him very well, and I know his family, and you know, he knows mine and things of that nature. And He's not too far behind me in age. I think he might be 2 years behind me. But point is that he is finally starting to get the love and the respect. Not from like just, you know, the people that he knows, but people in the music industry. Like well-known hip-hop moguls and artists and DJs, and like, it's amazing, and it's like a great thing to see now. I'm just like, and he just kept going. He kept making like great songs and music videos, and he's always like focused. He's always in the studio. He's always writing. He's always writing like life experiences and real things he's been through, and you know, how really the world is just really full of people who are fake and really don't, you know, keep it real within themselves and keep it within reason. And can you imagine what he's gone through? He's been doing music for over 20 years and people have not, you know, paid homage to all the work that he's done, right? So you got to look at it, you know, in that respect. And he loves it. And I was, you know, honored to be in one of his music videos like years ago. It was a night shoot, and you know, we did a couple of little filming and things like that, and it was really cool. It was fun to be around, you know, the guys and things like that, and you know, I enjoyed it. But imagine what, you know, he's dealt with and gone through. Think about all the people who are doing well with themselves in life, and their parents didn't believe in them, or you know, their friends didn't believe in them, or their friends will play along and act like everything's cool. But you know, a lot of people, take the time to think about the people that are within your inner circle and really think about whether they really want you to do well in life. Because there are people that are jealous and they don't want you to get ahead of them. Believe me. Trust me when I tell you. Like, there are people who are doing well financially, living a certain life and things like that. And they're like, well, I don't want my friend to get ahead of me, or I don't want my family member to be ahead of me in life or anything like that. Because then that takes the shine away from me, right? So you got to pay attention to who's really like down for you and really is willing to support you in what you're trying to do. So I want you guys to know that some people that you think are really, you know, down for you, they're talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk, and they're not showing it to you through their actions, believe me. So that's why I really keep quiet. You know, I don't talk a lot anymore. I just let the results show themselves. And I'm not a person who cares for congratulatory messages. I don't care for the accolades, any of that stuff. You know, I could be that guy, but I'm just not. And I think a lot of people like you who are listening right now, you're probably very humble, you're very kind, you're compassionate, and you love what you do and whatever that passion is, and you duck your head down and you do the work and you stay focused. And I want you who's listening to this to continue to do that. Just stay quiet. Post every once in a while on social media. If you're on social media, cool, do it. But don't post all your moves. Trust me. I have easily a good like 25 to 30 book ideas that no one knows about at all. No one knows. People are like clueless. I don't tell many people like, okay, I have, you know, this many book ideas. Or very few people that are close to me know. Honestly, my best friends don't know. You know, my mom has an idea, but the amount of content that I have in my phone and in my laptop and in my iPad and all that stuff, you can forget it. It's insane. And don't worry, about 95% of my stuff is backed up anyway. So I have, you know, things on a Google Drive and saved on my iCloud, but I still have an external drive that I have things saved on, so don't worry. I learned a hard lesson about that, like, in my 20s when I was doing, you know, sports videos and stuff like that, way before all these podcasts came along. If I was in the sports space now, forget it. I'd be somewhere getting sponsored by someone. I'd have some sort of basketball show. Not to, you know, boost my bravado, but just saying that my knowledge on sports is just insane. But I don't immerse myself in it as much as I used to. But anyway, I need you guys to really take the time to really think about the people who are around you. And, you know, as you're listening to this, we are nearing the end of the year, and I need you guys to start cleaning up your phones and cleaning up your social media and removing certain people out of your life and keeping maybe 3 to 7 people that are closest to you in your life that want to see you do well, and that's it. That's all that matters. The rest of it becomes irrelevant at this point. So don't let the world dictate how you go after your goals, dreams, and aspirations. You determine your future. So let's get to work and let's achieve greatness. And with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.